Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I, of course, have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hello!
And so today we're excited to kind of announce a new project, Em, that we have started.
Yeah.
We're introducing free printables. So did you hear that word, free? That's always like a fun word into my ears. And we've been working with a really neat Etsy shop called Give It Pretty. And she is a dear friend of ours, the owner of the shop, and she has just been gracious enough to offer to design free printables for all of you guys. And Emily and I have kind of worked with her to figure out some of the things that we want to offer. And our first card is a really simple little 4x6 called, or the quote is, "Live in Light of Redemption." So our idea was just that you could stick it in your Bible or put it in a small frame on your wall or put it in a journal, wherever, just as a reminder of who you are and what has been done for you, and that it would just be this short sentence that could help you to just redeem the time, redeem your day. And it's really what we're all about here at Risen Motherhood, which is why we chose it as our first printable saying. Some of the others will be quotes or, you know, just things people say that are inspirational, people that are smarter than us. But we really thought this card could be a great jumping off point for all of you moms who printed out. Oh, put it over your kitchen sink. That was a, that's actually where mine is, of just a reminder when I'm doing those dishes of how God is making all things new. You know, I think we talked a while back, and what was it like? Clean dish, dirty dish, scrub the dishes clean. Kind of a nice picture of redemption and what Christ has done for you. So that might be a good spot over your kitchen sink. It's so you can head over to the website, find it on today's show notes, print it out on your home computer. It should print really well. We put mine on like a little piece of cardstock.
Yeah, and definitely check her out at giveitpretty.com. And if you're feeling really wild, you might go on Instagram and even hashtag Risen Motherhood so that we can see all the cute places you are displaying your print.
Ooh, that's a good idea. We hadn't even like just pre-discussed that, but Em, way to go.
I'm like, I'm going to see what people do with it. So I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. So go head on over to the show notes and check it out and look forward to more in the future as well. And we've got some pretty cool ones in the works that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Okay. So on to our show today. Oh my word. We're talking about a topic that just makes me sort of want to curl up into a ball. We're talking about potty training.
Yeah. Potty training. Laura and I just have been wanting to record an episode about this for a long time because in our friendship, as we have talked about our children and the things that we've had to train them in, this topic has had a lot of airtime. And we have both shared just mutual frustration because it's taken longer than we thought. Our expectations have had to change a ton in the process. And we have just, both grown through this exciting, frustrating time.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, if you do a quick search on Pinterest, like you'll find the potty training boot camps and there are books written, I mean, entire books written about this topic. It's crazy. I think Em and I chatted and it was kind of like we came into with the expectation that if we just do this boot camp, we do these 3-day boot camps, we do the juice boxes, the fruit snacks, the, you know, straight to undies, all of that stuff, our children would just magically always go in the potty. And I think that does, it apparently does happen for some people. So if you are that person, we are A, extremely jealous, but B, very happy for you. And while this episode doesn't necessarily technically apply in the realm of potty training, there are some really good truths, as we'll explain later on, that will apply to all of parenting. So we hope you'll stay tuned, even if you do have one of those wonder child's children that somehow magically started to pee on the potty with no accidents ever.
Yeah, but if you have had a frustrating experience like Laura and I, where we really had to change our viewpoint, because I remember the day that Laura told me, oh, potty training is like just when you ask them to go potty and they go and they don't like have accidents between. And I was like, what? I thought potty training was like when they were basically an independent adult and they took themselves potty. I don't know. It was so funny. Just the expectations that we have and having to change them. And I just know with my oldest, it's probably taken the whole process over a year. Mm-hmm. With intermittent boot camps and having it not work and then doing a boot camp again and then it not working. And then, you know, he finally initiated going on the potty. And actually just in the last week or two, he has finally started taking himself to the potty.
Yay.
With a little bit of motivation, though, like a gummy worm or something. But yeah, so it's just, it was not this like one and done process for us. It was much, much longer mm-hmm. than that.
Yeah, I think that's the same with my son. I felt like I started, we tried two times and the second time was the charm, but I went for like 3-4 weeks the first time. And it was just painful because there just wasn't any progress. You know, it was one of those things yeah. that like, it seemed like it was going great. And you're like, gosh, if we continue this trajectory, you know, he's going to be, you know, going on his own completely, no help from mom for everything yeah. really soon. And it just like, we just couldn't get out of that funk, you know, of just me having yeah. to initiate every half hour or so. And that's not sustainable as a mom, especially when you have no. other children. It's, yeah. it's not. So we just kind of threw in the towel after he was, you know, the first time we tried it. And the second time he initiated it a little more, but I would still say 4 months later, like I still have to keep, you know, hawk eyes on that kid, you know, and yeah. make sure that like,
yeah.
he, I have to suggest when he goes into nursery, like, hey, can you check with him? Make sure he doesn't need to go potty. And, mm-hmm. I carry extra underwear and shorts around in my diaper bag still for random accidents. And he's still, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, while I would call him, yeah, technically potty trained, I don't actually know if you could be, it should actually be loosely potty trained. He's not technically potty trained. We still have some work to do, but, you know, generally he's in his little boxer briefs running around and uh-huh. Generally makes it to the potty. So we're rolling with it. But
yeah, and I think Laura and I, as we were talking, we were like, what makes this so hard is, you know, in different ways, Laura and I are both like pretty, can be achievement oriented. Yeah. And this is one of those things where you feel like, oh, this is a mark of me, right?
Yes.
This is a reflection of my capabilities. And if my child wasn't potty trained in the first boot camp or the second boot camp or the third boot camp, like, what does that say about me? You know, does it mean I'm a bad, you know, parent? Does yeah. it mean that I'm incapable? Does it mean I'm inconsistent? And you know, I just know several times, even feeling embarrassed as yes. I would share with my friends, like, oh yeah, we're potty training. And then, you know, a week later, they'd be like, how'd that go? And I'd be like, well, you know, let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to admit again that didn't work, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's, like you said, it's physically obvious, like whether or not your child is doing it or not. And so as a mom, you feel like those moms that are able to do it in 3 days, like somehow have some magic potion that you don't, and you feel like a mm-hmm. failure when your child doesn't kind of snap to it right away. And I think definitely the biggest thing that I realize is just, I mean, both of us, it's like the point of the show today, but just how it reveals so many sin issues yeah. in your heart. And I think for me, I started realizing like, ooh, you know, some of my responses were just high overreactions. It just yes. revealed my need for control, my inability for mm-hmm. consistency, to have patience. Like sometimes I just wanted to shame him. Like my natural inclination was mm-hmm. to shame him. And, you know, I just feel like those sin issues that potty training reveals are there, but they're hidden mm-hmm. until you're like faced with something that, like potty training that just hits you over and over and over and you're forced to kind of deal with some of those things that are deeply rooted in your heart.
Yeah. And Laura and I just wanted to talk about just, this is such one good example of that. And I think motherhood, something that we keep learning over and over again is it's not just about like, God is not just in the business of making us or our kids look nice and shiny on the outside and be well-behaved or be well-trained or be, you know, look like we have it all together. He cares about our hearts mm-hmm. and he cares about us becoming more like Christ. And he is using these just everyday moments that we face, whether it's our child having another accident and another accident and another accident, or it's something else. He keeps using these things to reveal our sins so we can turn to him and trust him and it's really hard.
Yeah.
But it's good. And I think it's nice. I don't want to like over spiritualize things, but also it's nice though to give something like potty training and the frustrations of it more purpose.
Yes.
And more meaning and significance when I realize, no, this is one more way that God is training me to become more like Christ.
Yeah, I think it's so important to remember that God is sovereign even over the challenges of potty training, and He is using them in your life. He knows that this is going on. I think, like, as parents, like, or as mothers, we just know that we cannot respond rightly in every moment. Like, that is not possible. Jesus knows that, and that is why He came to suffer and die on the cross. And He freed us from both sin's power and gave us freedom to choose to serve God, to respond rightly, to choose righteousness. And so we can change our response because of what He's done to a child that, like, quote, just can't get it. We can change our response from, you know, frustration and impatience and even shaming to one that has enduring love and grace for our child that is long-suffering. And I think we can see potty training, and like Emily said, we don't want to totally over-spiritualize this, but it is a process of sanctification and refinement when you're going through anything like this, that, you know, you're losing control, you're at the end of your rope, you're just done and frustrated. That is a chance for you to choose righteousness and see Christ working in your life.
Yet it's so loving of God, even though it hurts. I feel like that's the thing about the refinement process. It's like, well, what does that mean? It's like gold being refined, and it's, they use fire to refine gold. And it brings all of the impurities to the surface so that they can be removed. And so what is it that refines us and ultimately makes us, you know, more like Christ? It's kind of the hard things that hurt, you know, that like slough off, the things that frustrate us over and over again, and you know, it brings out what was already in there. And I think that's what's hard and like a misconception is we tend to be like, well, it's my child's behavior that's causing me to act like this, or it's, you know, this external circumstance made me blow up. And it's like, no, you already were valuing the wrong thing, or were already you know, had that sin issue in your heart. This circumstance just put enough pressure on you, just put enough heat on you to make that impurity come to the surface. And then you have a choice to repent and like ask God to help you change that. Or you can try to like stuff it deep down and then He can come back and bring it back again.
Exactly. I think that's really key to remember in potty training, or just, anything, any struggle you have with your child where it's like consistently they are not getting something. I know friends that, you know, can't, their kids won't stay in bed or go to bed, or like, I'm sure there are like a million examples. Yeah. They won't eat their dinner. They throw their food off the table, things like that. Just like where you feel like no matter what you do, they don't respond and their heart doesn't change and they're not softened. And I think it can be easy to be like, well, if they just weren't like that, or if they would just get it, or if they didn't do that, I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't lose my temper. But that is wrong thinking. That is placing blame where there should not be. And I think that's what we need to remember when going through these things, is that the onus is on you, mom. You know, you're responsible for your attitude, your response, and of viewing and choosing holiness in these situations. And I think potty training is just a great chance where, like, I think kids can teach us lessons, like, you know, and put us through trials, like, over and over a million times a day. But that also gives us a million chances to improve and to choose right things as we, you know, experience them.
And to just experience, you know, a little tiny picture of what God does for us.
Yes.
Because as many times as our children offend us during the day and disobey us, and they have, you know, accidents or things that, you know, they're not getting, we do that to God like 10,000 times more. And so it's always just very eye-opening to me when I get frustrated and I don't feel very long-suffering, how long-suffering God is with me. And just remembering too, like, the way this is an opportunity to image Jesus, to remember what He did for us. And even with potty training, like, kind of like the gross, you know, bodily function things of like Jesus dealt with those things, and like He touched people with weird bodily function stuff going on, and He washed feet and He got down in the dirty and loved people and served. And so I just have to remember, like, that's my example. That is like the God that I follow. So I should expect that part of imaging Him is going to mean cleaning up accidents. It's going to mean bodily fluids, and all of that is love.
Yes. Yeah. I think it is really recognizing that grace and mercy that has been extended to you,
yeah,
and passing that on to your children. That's so much of motherhood. And just knowing that, you know, like Emily said, whatever we have done or whatever our children are doing, like we have done that 10 times over to Christ. And I know Em has used this example before, but how often do we pee our proverbial pants? And I was like, ugh, but you know, it's so true. I think there's so many times that we do that, uh-huh, and we just like can rest and dwell in that mercy and grace from God. Mm-hmm. And we want to extend that to our children while we're going through something that feels like it will never end. And we're going to just totally freak, yeah, out if we have to clean another, you know, strip off another wet pair of underwear. But God is using this as a refining, yeah, process and something to teach you. And so see that there is, you know, it kind of can give something that feels very mundane and frustrating and annoying, gives it some spiritual purpose. We hope that you can, mm-hmm, see that from this, and some, you know, a bigger reason than just, mm-hmm, really just teaching your child a social norm.
Exactly. So we just want to encourage you today, whether it is potty training or it is another thing that you are trying to help your child learn, for just good character for their life, that you can be patient because Jesus was patient. You can extend mercy to them because God extended mercy to you. And so just to think critically about how you can respond to them, like Christ, and just be patient and be thankful that God is refining you in every frustrating moment.
Exactly. And with that, I think we'll wrap up. Of course, you can find the show notes with our free printable as well as other, yeah, potty training resources, or, you know, just resources on how, as a parent, dealing with kind of hard things and enduring,
yes,
that and seeing them as opportunities to see your sin and repent. And so head over to the show notes, risenmotherhood.com. From there, of course, you can find our Twitter and Facebook links, and we'll probably be sharing more on Facebook Live this week. So if you haven't gone over and liked our page, please do. And you can get notifications for, when we're live and talking about maybe more about this, potty training issue. So
yeah.
All right, moms, have a great day.